That ends on such a calm note compared to the rest of the track. That is an artist, Stash Wyslosh, a Polish-Colombian living in Boston, plays avant-garde bluegrass guitar, and his music dances between wild originals, which that one was, and reimaginings of bluegrass standards with a penchant for improvisation. We heard that. Storytelling, gospel, and outer space worthy composition. He's been described by the Boston Herald as a sonic kaleidoscope of weirdness and wonder. I have a particular penchant for sonic kaleidoscopic weirdness and wonder myself, which is no wonder that that captivates my imagination. The song is entitled Ice Cream Melts the Rain, which I also thought was a little bit odd, but as I was reflecting on the sort of meaning of that, if we eat ice cream on a rainy day, it kind of does melt away the rain. And that feeling of it being so, well, in my opinion, some people like the rain. I don't particularly love the rain. But it kind of melts away that bleak, dreary drizzleness to have ice cream on a non-ice cream sort of day. That is off of a record called Plays and Sings Bluegrass Volume 1. And Stash Wyslosh has Volume 2 as well. And we'll hear more from Mr. Wyslosh. Before that, the second artist that, as I mentioned before the music break, our music coordinator Connor flagged me onto, banjo player Abby Masonbrink, and a track off of her brand new record Rising. We heard Smoke Rising. And you're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in beautiful but light gray British Columbia today. A little bit of rain expected perhaps later on today. But I'm hoping not too much because I didn't particularly dress for a downpour. So my fingers are crossed that we're not going to get too wet in it all. I was contemplating that we hadn't looked at berries in a little while. And, you know, it's getting to the season where birds are looking for berries. I don't know about you, but we've got a bird feeder on our balcony, and it has recently become quite swamped with birds, both migrating birds, but also birds that winter here over this season. And there's so many plants, there's so many berry-bearing plants that are super fantastic for birds to have to feast on over the summer. And I don't know exactly what the zone is that we live in here. I'm suspecting that it's a fairly high zone, in terms of garden talk. But one of the plants that I guess I always admire in people's gardens when I'm on a walk throughout my neighborhood, but I've never really paid attention to what it's called, is the bearberry. And it is an indispensable group of plants, the cotton-easter family of plants. Is an indispensable group of plants for winter berries. And one that sort of grows low and is really good on hillsides or on terraces because it's thick and it intertwines its branches to help keep soil from eroding. And it is beautifully cascades down a rock face or down a brick retaining wall or something like that. And they are loved by our little bird friends. And they have beautiful not quite orangey red berries on them. And so not only is it good for the critters, but it looks beautiful as well. One of the things that it mentions here is that in some places, depending on where you live, they are categorized as invasive, depending on where your garden grows. And I can't speak to that at the moment of whether or not that's considered invasive here in British Columbia or not. It strikes me as maybe it isn't, being bearberry and it's bear country here, but who am I to say? All right, let's get back to the music here. A little bit of a bluesy set. The music might not exactly sound like the blues, but all of these songs are called the blues in some way, shape, or fashion. And we're going to start out with a band called Howdy Bluegrass and the Backyard Blues to get us started here on this set of Roots and Berries.
Well, I say, Mama, you and I no wrong. Well, I say, Mama, you and I no wrong. Well, I say, Mama, you and I no wrong. Well, you've reached here thus far. Never failed, you'll take your chance. I say, Mama, you and I no wrong. You're right.
and I'll tell you a tale. But when the red iron ore pits, they ran aplenty, but the cardboard filled windows and old men on the benches tell you now that the whole town is empty. In the north end of town, my own children have grown, while I was raised on the other. In the wee hours of youth, my mother took sick, and I was brought up by my brother. Well, the iron ore poured as the years passed on. The drag lines and the shovels were humming, till one day my brother failed to come home, the same as my father. Wait from the window I watched. My friends, they couldn't have been kinder. My schooling was cut as I quit in the spring to marry John Thomas, a miner. The years passed again and the getting was good, with the lunch bucket filled every season. Three babies born, the work was cut down to a half a day shift, there's no reason. So the shaft was soon shut, and more work was cut. The fire in the air felt frozen, and a man come to speak, and he said in 1 week that number 11 was closing. Paying too high, they say that your ore ain't worth digging, that it's much cheaper down in the South American towns, where the miners work almost for nothing. So the mining gates locked and the red iron rotted, the room has smelled heavy from drinking, and a sad silent song made the hour twice as long. I waited for the sun to go sinking. Well, I lived by the window as he talked to himself. The silence of tongues it was building, till one morning's wait, the bed it was bare, and I was left alone with three children. Now the summer's gone and the ground's turning cold. Stores one by one, they're all folding. My children will go as soon as they grow, for the rain.
the Barcelona Bluegrass Band with Old Time Blues. And before that, Mighty Poplar from their self-titled record, North Country Blues, and the Brooklyn Bluegrass Collective with Carroll County Blues. And starting our set, another band from Spain. That was the Howdy Bluegrass Band with Backyard Blues. My time is pretty much up, and I'm going to leave you with one last track here for today. Don't go away, though, because Connor's coming up at 1 o'clock. This is Things I Notice Now from Alice Gerard off of the Bluegrass Sings Paxton tribute. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.